A massive dock has washed up on a remote wilderness beach in Olympic National Park. It could be debris from last year's tsunami in Japan. Finding that out is top of the to-do list for responders from the park, NOAA, and Fish and Wildlife. Dave Workman is with the Washington State Marine Debris Task Force.
You have this very large object sitting on a beach on a very large ocean, which has, you know, waves, and it floats. So we just want to make sure, you know, in a perfect situation, you'd remove it and dispose of it somewhere. But that's not going to be an easy job.
A gigantic dock showed up on the Oregon coast in June. It weighed 188 tons. Workman says responders are eager to get up close to the dock, but storms are forcing them to wait a day. Once they get to the dock, they will take photos to share with the Japanese government to help assess its origins. And they need to find out if invasive species hitched a ride. Then Workman says there's the problem of removing the dock.
This isn't one of the docks like you see around our marinas. This is very large, estimated between 30 to 60 feet. It could be over 150 tons.
Washington Governor Chris Gregoire designated $300,000 towards tsunami debris removal. Japan recently announced it will give the U.S. $5 million towards cleanup. It's unclear exactly how much of that will get to Washington State.